The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, evicting ghosts is hard. So what do you do when your late grandpa isn't ready to let go of the house he built?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we sure would like to hear it. If you want to call it in, call 855-853-4802. If you want to write it in, you could do that. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. If you'd like to be a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free, or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And Harper, girl, what's you up to?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm always so happy every time I get to talk to you.
I love doing the show. It's so much fun.
Well, and I just love catching up with you and seeing how your life is doing, and you're doing good.
Yeah.
You were just telling me, tell everybody your grades are good. And
oh, my grades are great.
And you might be doing some other classes.
Oh, yeah. My science teacher was the one who selected me for the REACH classes.
And tell us about them.
And the REACH classes is essentially just, like, more advanced stuff. So I'm very proud of myself for getting to that.
Do you like science? It was always really hard for me.
Oh, my gosh. I love science. It's my favorite subject.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing in your science class right now?
I mean, today we had a sub, but the other day we dissected a frog. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, God, I never could do that, Harper. I remember in college, I had to dissect a frog. And I'm kind of ashamed to admit this. I kind of played the teacher a little bit. And so I was like, I'm so nervous about doing this. I'm just not sure. where to cut? And he's like, well, you just cut right here. And then he just did the cut for me. And then I'm like, oh, what is that? And then he ended up dissecting the whole frog for me. And I don't think he ever realized what I did to him, just because I couldn't bring myself to do it. And so I just kind of played him, and he did the whole thing.
That's funny.
And the funny thing, I think it was in that class, I was with my brother. We went to college, the same college, for first 2 years. And I was like, pick my brother for my partner, thinking he would do it. And he's like, I can't do it. I'm like, you're the Gary, do it. Yeah. So I got the instructor to do it for us. That's Were fun. You able to do it okay without getting a little barfy or anything?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
I'm impressed. It made me super barfy. I couldn't. I am one of the most squeamish people you'll ever meet, though.
Yeah. The good part about it was we got to work with our friends. So me and my little crew that we always sit together got to do it all together. So that was a little bit better than just doing it with some random kid in the class.
True. And you have some good friends, and I'm happy about that too.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Well, you want to hear a ghost story?
Yes.
So here's our first one. It says, this story takes place when I was around 10 years old, but it's more about what my family experienced firsthand. The house I grew up in was built by my grandfather on the banks of the Embarrass River. And I hope I say this right. Burnham Wood. I bet that's it. Burnham Wood, Wisconsin. 9 years before I was born, my grandfather passed away suddenly. He had a heart attack in the yard, and my grandmother was the one who found him. For years, nothing strange ever happened to that house, but everything changed the moment we put in an offer on a new home in a different city about 30 miles away. It started with my mom. She was vacuuming in the family room one day when the humidifier, which was sitting in the corner, slowly lifted. Whoa. It slowly lifted off the ground, floated in midair, and then dumped its water all over the floor before crashing down. I think I would lose my mind. I'd be cleaning up after myself at that point, if you know what I mean.
I know, right? I don't even think I'd stay. I think I'd just leave.
Seriously, I think I might have to. And go outside and wait for somebody else to come home. I think that's probably what I would have done.
Definitely.
Holy cow. A few nights later, I was lying in bed, secretly reading when I was supposed to be sleeping. From my room, I had a balcony view that overlooked the living room, which was connected to the kitchen and the dining area. And I could hear my sister and her boyfriend talking downstairs. But then suddenly, everything went quiet. That's when I heard the drawer in the dining room, the one where we kept pens and pencils, open by itself. Next, I heard the sound of all its contents spilling onto the floor, followed by a loud crash. It wasn't until later that I found out that the drawer had levitated, dumped everything inside, and then dropped to the ground. My sister and her boyfriend didn't move or say a word for what felt like forever until my sister finally whispered, "We need to find our parents." She did. Understatement. My mom was convinced that all of this was her dad, my grandfather, letting us know he wasn't happy about us leaving the house he had built. So instead of selling it, my parents decided to turn it into a duplex. After that, everything seemed to calm down for a while, but then we got tenants from hell, literally. We ended up having to evict them for loud behavior, not paying rent on time. Once they were finally out, my sister and I went to clean the place, and that's when things took a turn for the worse. As soon as we stepped inside, my sister said she felt this crushing pressure on her chest, like something heavy was pressing down on her. When we went upstairs to clean the bedrooms, we found a circle of wax on the floor in the master bedroom. We had no idea what kind of ritual they had been performing, but it felt wrong. We cleaned as fast as we could and got out of there. We eventually found new tenants, a mother and her 9-year-old son. And not long after they moved in, they started reporting strange things to my mom. Radios would turn on and off by themselves. The front door would unlock and open in the middle of the night. They would catch strong whiffs of perfume in random parts of the house. My dad, who's an electrician, checked all the wiring, but of course everything was fine. My parents didn't take it too seriously until the call came in that changed everything. The mother was hysterical. Her son had been taking a shower upstairs when he saw a black shadowy figure with a green head come through the bathroom door toward him. The figure outstretched its arms and the boy, terrified, crouched down in the shower screaming for his mom. When she finally got upstairs, the bathroom door was locked, even though it hadn't been before. She forced it open and found her son still in the shower, cowering. They moved out shortly after. That's when my mom called a pastor friend to come and pray over the house. She left him a voicemail, but when he called her back, something bizarre happened. Instead of the usual beep you hear before leaving a message, he was greeted by a blood-curdling scream. They eventually connected, and the pastor came to perform an exorcism on the house. After that, the strange occurrences stopped. Since then, my parents have renovated the house and moved back in, and while my mom insists everything is fine now, I still get the creeps whenever I'm there, especially if I'm alone or it's nighttime. My fiancé is particularly uneasy about the basement, though he can't explain why. My mom may be convinced that everything is back to normal, but who knows? Just a little fun note, the same pastor who prayed over my parents' house is the one I called to pray over mine when I lived in Wrightstown. No idea why it worked for her house and not mine, though. Oh, she must have had a scary house, too. Thanks for listening. Hope to hear this story soon. I'm not sure who sent that in. I'm a little bit confused because they moved 30 miles away, but then they must have moved back into the grandpa's house.
Or maybe they just, like, used the house as a duplex and then lived in the other one. Yes. As, like, a source of income. That makes sense.
Because it kind of sounds like they moved into the one house and the really scary shit was happening, like the humidifier and the door dumping all its contents and levitating.
I thought that was said to be, like, happening, like, right before they moved out of that house.
Let me look back. So they, for years, nothing strange happened in that house, but everything changed when we put in an offer on a new home. So maybe this did happen in that home.
Yeah.
And then maybe, like, they never did move into the new home. And then
I think they did.
But I wonder, because it says, instead of selling it, my parents decided to turn it into a duplex. So I think they ended up not moving and stayed there. But then, to me, if that is the case, because I'm not totally sure, because I could read this two different ways. But that wouldn't be the grandfather being that kind of scary.
Oh, God, no.
Don't you think if it was the grandfather, unless he, you know, I mean, you know, serial killers have grandchildren, and he could have been an evil, horrible person, but that's not mentioned. It makes me think that it's something else.
Yeah, it makes me think it's whatever the tenants, like the tenants from hell had summoned when they found, like, that ritual thing in wax.
Yeah, maybe that's it. It just does not seem like that would be the grandpa. And, like, the kid in the shower and the shadow figure with a green head comes in and locks the door behind it. Mom can't get in. That's not grandpa.
That's not. That's definitely something else.
And you don't need a pastor to do an exorcism on grandpa's house. You know, even if he was pissed because you were thinking about selling it. But it sounds like they didn't. So I don't think it's grandpa.
I don't think it's grandpa either.
Yeah, something else happened.
Definitely.
That is just creepy, creepy stuff. I don't like it at all. Let's go to the next story. I live in a small town in Pennsylvania along the Susquehanna River, the kind of town where the biggest news is when a farmer's cow gets loose. But back in 1989, something far darker happened. A local teenage girl went missing from our town square. She was last seen sitting on the stoop of the Five and Dime, which has since been turned into a hair salon. That'll come into play later. Her body was never found, and to this day, her case remains unsolved. Oh, I hate hearing that sort of thing. You know, you just want the family to have peace. And, you know, when they're unsolved, they never can. Mm-hmm. The town has its theories. The most popular is that she and her boyfriend got into a fight, and whether by accident or on purpose, he killed her, put her in his boat, and tossed her body into the river. My friend Lydia worked at that hair salon, the very place where the girl was last seen. She would tell me eerie stories about strange things happening there. The sinks would turn on and off by themselves. The backroom curtain would move like someone had brushed against it, even when she was the only one there. Sometimes she'd hear the voice of a young woman coming from the back room, and that room was always 10 degrees colder than the rest of the salon. It wasn't until one night in October that we made the connection between these strange events and the missing girl. Lydia was driving home from my house late that night, and her route took her past the salon. Out of habit, she glanced into the storefront and saw a woman sitting at the front desk. The woman had a mess of curly brown hair and was leaning over as if she was studying the appointments for the next day. The small desk light was on, but the rest of the salon was dark. Lydia thought it was strange for one of the stylists to be there so late, nearly 1 a.m., but shrugged it off, assuming the owner had come back early from vacation to check the books. The next day, Lydia found out the owner was still on vacation, and none of the other stylists had been in the shop that night. That's when things started to feel a little too real. Not long after, Lydia announced she was opening her own salon in a nearby town, and of course, I offered to help her set up. One afternoon, while we were taking a break, I pulled out a ghost app I downloaded on my phone. I know it's just an app, but before you dismiss it, remember the Ouija board is sold as a game too. I turned on the app, and almost immediately, words like cold, dark, river, boat, and sunset started flashing across the screen, repeating over and over with no pattern or explanation. Curious and a little freaked out, we started asking questions. Is someone here with us? My phone replied yes. We asked, where are you in the room? The app responded, window. Lydia's new salon was lined with windows, so we asked, which window? The phone said, flowers. We froze. Lydia's new shop was filled with flowers that clients had sent to congratulate her on the opening, but only one window had a vase of flowers on the windowsill. That was enough for us. We shut off the app, grabbed our things, and got out of there. After talking about it later, we both felt sure it was the missing girl trying to communicate. The words that produced seemed to fit the story as if she was trying to tell us what had happened to her. We'll never know for sure, but it was hard to shake the feeling that she was still out there somewhere. Over the years, Lydia and I drifted apart, but the girl's presence didn't. My best friend of 25 years, let's call her Barbara, had her own encounter, one that may have even saved her life. One night around 11:30 p.m., I was lying in bed when my phone rang. Barbara was on the other end, sobbing and barely able to speak. She begged me to get to the spa where she worked immediately. The spa was right behind the salon where Lydia had worked, so I rushed over, worried out of my mind, and when I got there, Barbara was sitting in her car, pale as a ghost. I jumped in and asked what had happened. Through tears, she told me she'd been working on her new Zumba routines late at night alone in the spa. She had invited her ex-boyfriend over, even though he had been abusive during their relationship, and she wasn't supposed to see him anymore. Predictably, they started arguing, and things were about to get physical when suddenly they both heard a blood-curdling scream coming from one of the massage rooms upstairs. Terrified, they grabbed their things and ran. As Barbara passed the massage room, she caught a glimpse of someone with curly brown hair, standing just inside the door. Her ex saw the door slam shut as he ran by. By the time I arrived, he was long gone, but Barbara was shaken to the core. She told me about the fight, the scream, and I couldn't help but think of the missing girl. I had to go inside and lock up the spa for the night, so before I did, I walked in, took a deep breath, and said, "Thank you for protecting my friend. I'm just here to close up. Please let me do it in peace." And then I thanked her for possibly saving Barbara from a fate like her own. I don't know that we'll ever solve the mystery of what happened to that girl, but I believe she's still watching, still waiting to be found. That's from Caitlin. That is a really interesting story.
By far.
Like both parts of that, you know, with Lydia driving by and seeing someone in the salon, that's where you work. You would, every time you would drive by, you would look. It's just out of habit. And then it's like, oh, that's weird. 1 a.m. and someone's in the salon. That is really weird.
Yeah.
But there was nobody in the salon. Then the same, basically the same building. This happens. The fight was so intense that the blood-curdling scream got them both to, you know, or him to stop. I don't know how that was going. But it stopped everything. That is crazy. And then she saw someone with brown curly hair.
Yep.
So do you think it could be connected with the girl who was missing?
Oh, definitely.
Because that's what I always think, you know, when you've, I'm going to assume this poor girl was murdered because she's disappeared and nobody ever found her.
Yeah.
How can you ever move on if nobody's been held accountable for your murder? All your family, your loved ones are left with no answers. How can you move on?
I guess you just don't.
You know, so, and then like the whole thing with the app and all the words they were getting were very much like words that would be connected with her.
Yeah.
I
mean, me and my dad use this app all the time when we go to like paranormal places.
Well, like she said, you know, if you can use a Ouija board and it works, why couldn't those work?
Exactly.
Now, I do think your phone could probably listen to, you know, questions and different things going on. I think your phone could listen to, I don't know, I swear. It's always listening, but it just seems like those particular words, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That they came up. I don't know. I like, you know, I kind of do think it's the girl. I just hope that at some point her murder can be solved and everyone can move on, including her.
Yeah.
Because it would be nice for everyone to have peace in their lives.
Definitely. Especially after like a tragedy like that.
I know. It was such a tragic story, but it was really a great ghost story at the same time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So if you have a ghost story, we sure would like to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to have a commercial-free version of the show with advanced episodes and access to the archive, you could become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts or try it for 3 days free there. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Cabin crew,
sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.